Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. If we should realize ourselves to have committed a minor but socially unacceptable error, we might be heard to say, "I beg your pardon." If we believe proper etiquette to be so necessary that pardon must be obtained for the violation of its tenets, how much more does pardon become necessary for the transgression of the will of God? At the 25th Psalm, David pleaded with the Lord to pardon his iniquity, for it was great. While pardon may involve an outright forgiveness without the levy of penalty, it also may mean a release from conviction and therefore a discontinuance of punishment. In the former, the transgressor realized and corrected his mistake before the commencement of its consequences. In the latter, punishment was rendered in order to bring repentance to pass. In either case, none is in proper fellowship with God who has not, on the Lord's terms, received full and complete pardon. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.